This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Investigators on Wednesday are collecting evidence from the cargo ship that plowed into the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland's Francis Scott Key Bridge and caused it to collapse. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Six bridge workers presumed dead after our cargo ship hit Maryland's Key Bridge Tuesday, knocking it down. Governor Wes Moore praising the divers searching for those workers.
They are down there in darkness where they can literally see about a foot in front of them. They are trying to navigate mangled metal.
The governor was asked about criminal charges against the ship, which said it lost steering.
It's still too early in the investigation to rule anything in or out.
Meanwhile, the government will pay to rebuild the bridge, which not only affects the state. Ship traffic at the port of Baltimore suspended indefinitely.
This port is responsible for over 51 million tons of foreign cargo. That's the largest in the country.
I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli forces pounded besieged Gaza on Wednesday and fought Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, around several hospitals, despite a U.N. Security Council demand for a ceasefire. Talks in Qatar towards a truce and hostage release deal involving U.S. and Egyptian mediators have brought no results so far, with Israel and the Palestinian militant group blaming each other. A United Nations expert who published a report that said Israel has committed genocide in Gaza during its military campaign in the wake of attacks by Hamas on October 7th said on Wednesday she had received threats throughout her mandate.
Pressure, yes, and it doesn't change either my commitment or the results of.
Israel said it utterly rejects her report. This is